It's a Monday morning, and it is time to go beyond the playbook. Talk some Bills football with analyst Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, not such a good morning for Bills fans. Another disappointment at home, losing to the Bengals. What happened, Matt?
Well, this is not going to be a feel-good segment of Beyond the Playbook, unfortunately, but there may be an opportunity for some light at the end of the tunnel in the next few weeks. However, before we get into that, let's dive into the ugly. I expected a Bills loss yesterday as they were really playing a more talented Bengals team, but it was the way they lost that was likely disheartening to Bills fans. To start, got to address E.J. Manuel stepping in for the injured Tyrod Taylor. Manuel showed how important Taylor is to the offense despite his sometimes uneven performances, as Manuel was just downright dreadful despite some late meaningless yardage to boost his stats when the game was out of reach. After the Bills got off to a quick start with the opening touchdown, he couldn't spot or connect with any open receivers, and when he did manage to see a target, which was usually for short yardage, he was woefully inaccurate. And beyond Manuel, who was the epicenter of the offense's problem, the main reason the Bills lost, it had to come down to them simply not being good enough in that heavyweight matchup we discussed on Friday, and I'm talking about the Bills' defense, which has been advertised as one of the best in the league versus the Bengals' high-powered offense. Frankly, the Bills' defense isn't even close to being among the league's best, as they were just run over by the Bengals to the tune of 34 points. And to top it off, their vaunted pass rush, which led the league last year with an unbelievable 54 sacks for the season, registered nothing yesterday. And unfortunately, they're also on pace for only 24 this year.
Their tendency to make mistakes, and also their inability to stay healthy, and it appears that theme continued somewhat yesterday.
Jay, I'm not even sure where to start with this. I mean, it's getting downright ridiculous. As usual, the Bills displayed their unprecedented lack of discipline. They even took a 15-yard taunting penalty on special teams, which, simply unacceptable. Overall, the Bills had 8 penalties for 93 yards, keeping them on pace to set an all-time NFL record for penalties in a season. How fun. There's been a lot of talk about Rex Ryan being a player's coach and running a loose team, and it shows, quite frankly. And as an analyst, I can't keep saying that they need to turn this around and fix it, because at some point, listeners, they're just going to tune out. And I don't even know what to say when it comes to the lack of discipline, and really don't even feel bad for not even having any answers on the subject, because it seems pretty clear the coaching staff doesn't either. And at this point, they need to flat out bench guys who are taking personal fouls for taunting or other unsportsmanlike conduct. I'd say they're at rock bottom with penalties. It looks like nothing short of drastic action is going to help. On the injury front, the Bills continue to lose impact players at a record pace. Listeners' heads may spin with this rundown, but in addition to Tyrod Taylor, fans were likely shocked when Percy Harvin didn't play, which came out of the blue. And once the game started, didn't get any better. Sammy Watkins out again with an ankle injury. Kyle Williams was actually carted off. Starting right tackle Shontrell Henderson left with a concussion, and Marquise Goodwin left with a rib injury. As we said before, this is a talented Bills team when they're healthy. The problem is they're just never healthy.
Wow. It's been a couple of tough minutes here with you, Matt. But there's another game next week. More games to be played. As a matter of fact, 10. What about it? Are there things that you're still seeing that are positives that fans can cling on to?
Absolutely. I love to be optimistic, especially on a Monday morning. You have to look at LeSean McCoy. He bounced back in a big way. The Bills limited his carries to ease him back in, and he made the most of it. Rushed for 90 yards on just 17 carries, giving him an average of more than 5 yards a carry. And in what's becoming a theme, tight end Charles Clay had his usual reliable game as the Bills' leading receiver, which wasn't exactly a surprise, as he was a solid, safe option for Manuel, who couldn't find much down the field, as we said. And the bright spot is in the next few weeks. The next two games against the Jaguars and Dolphins, with a much-needed bye week in between, should give the Bills an excellent opportunity to hit the midway point of the season with two wins, bringing the record to 5-3 if they can get it done. The Bills clearly aren't at the Bengals level, which we saw yesterday, but if they want to get closer, these next few weeks are going to be critical. Their season is on the brink, and it'll be interesting to see how they respond.
All right, Matt Sabuda, and of course we'll have you along with us as we do see how they respond. We'll have you back with us on Friday for Beyond the Playbook. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Jay.